Welcome to Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, we discuss the CBN's cashless policy. According to the Central Bank of Nigeria, they intend to go 100% cashless. I mean, for a country like Nigeria where, you know, there's a high dependency on cash, it's interesting. But the journey started way back in 2012. You know, there were some policy directions towards it. But since 2015 till now, today, 2023, January, a lot has been done by the federal government, the CBN to be precise, you know, technology-wise. They've integrated technology to move this cashless policy, you know, forward as planned. And we are firmly in it. I say that because in October 2021, the CBN launched the eNaira. It's a Nigerian digital currency. It's one of the first in the world, first in Africa. And, you know, that makes me proud personally. But this is now the, you know, game time, action time. They are trying to onboard us. They are taking away the cash from us. Now, I'm doing this podcast because I agree with what they are doing, basically. Why I say this is because in Nigeria, we spend a lot of money managing money. What I mean by this is, I mean, if you go to a POS operator to collect 1,000, you pay 10% to collect that. So you pay 1,001 for 1,000. You understand? Now, all this is a little individually, but it becomes a lot to all of us. And if you look at the banking industry, the charges on money management, they are just too much. They pay you for you pay maintenance for this card, you pay maintenance for that card. Everything is about taking money away, money that Nigerians have hustled. They are just managing the money and making us pay more money. If you go to the bank, they'll tell you go to the POS operator because they don't have cash. When you get to the POS operator, the bank will charge you for the transaction and the POS operator too will charge you. And all the money is actually yours. But for you to use your money, you have to pay out. Now, it's the way things are. It's the way they have been a long time before now. But the CBN has actually come, you know, to have tighter control on monetary issues. Now, why they really need that and why, you know, we should support the CBN in achieving this seamless transition from using cash to using digital currencies. What I mean by that is either through your eNaira or other digital channels. There are quite a number of them. And these digital channels these days, they work both on smartphones and on ordinary phones. Your USSD can get you through it. And that is actually ingenious of the central bank. There are many more. The GSM banks these days, all these MTN and Airtel, they themselves have, you know, digital means with which we can transact with ourselves seamlessly, easily, instead of you going to collect the cash before you go and do another transaction. Government wants us to stop paying out before we go and pay out. We are paying to the banks. We are paying to the POS operators. You see, wherever you see that POS operators are making 400 trillion, all that money, whether it's 1 trillion, 2 trillion, whatever the total amount, we are paying a huge percentage of that amount to them. Yes, it is work to them, I agree. But we that own the money is depleting us. But we are firmly in it now. And I'm doing this so that Nigerians can go download their eNaira app. You see, for you to spend your money under this policy, you really don't need a lot of things. Just download the eNaira app on your phone. Grab your own download. It saves us money. I am personally in a dispute, although I have not started the legal proceedings with GT. They just reach into our account. But you see, when you download the eNaira app, you are dealing with the CBN directly. According to the CBN, it is much cheaper, as in, is a whole lot cheaper to transact in eNaira than in actual Naira because of the cost of handling of Naira. You see, it costs Nigeria money to print the Naira. It costs us money to print the Naira. Now, it now costs us more money to manage it. Then, we now have those that are hoarding the money. But, you see, when we now still leave all this, we are now still talking of crime. Most of the criminals amongst us use cash to transact business. One of them is kidnapping. The CBN governor said that kidnapping has gone down. Yeah, maybe you and I don't really see these statistics, but he's in a position to know because he sits down with these security operatives and they hold these meetings together. But you reason it. You see, as we are right now in Nigeria, there is no cash. There is no cash because you have a withdrawal limit over the counter. You have 100,000 naira. You cannot withdraw more than 20,000 naira from the ATM. So those restrictions are already in place. Now, how do you counter this? The easiest, actually, and I insist that it is the easiest because it is still the cheapest way, is to spend your naira as e-naira. Because according to the CBN, I don't even know whether there are charges, but the charges are minimal. So it is actually for us to help ourselves. Because right now, if someone kidnaps someone, there's no cash. There's no cash according to the plan of the CBN. And right now, the cash in circulation, you see, as they are mopping up the old currencies, they are releasing only a small amount of the new ones. So if they take in 1 billion, they are only giving out maybe like 100 million cash. And they will still be reducing it as time goes on. It is now 100,000 naira per week over the counter, 20,000 naira per day from ATM or POS. But as time goes on, it's just an awareness. It's a message for us to be aware of what is coming based on the intent of the CBN. And please, if you really reason it, and since we're already spending crypto and other digital assets, you understand, Nigeria is very active when it comes to crypto. It is still the same thing that eNaira is. It's digital currency. You have your crypto app on one side, or whatever it is, Pi or Core or whatever one. Then you have your eNaira app. So that when you want to do things in Nigeria, it is seamless. You will just send it. The person will receive it. And this one, if you have a problem, you have that problem with the CBN, not with all these banks. We need to, you know, work with the CBN, download our eNaira apps, and, you know, transact in eNaira. You by the time you go to the bank, they charge you 100 naira, 20 naira. You see your money, they will just remove some zeros. But with this eNaira right now, government will have more control so that even if someone should defraud you, the government will be able to track that person. You see, it is to help us. It is not, you know, to discourage us or to, you know, to suffer us. You know, it's not a kind of suffering. It is to help us so that we will have more value for our money. Now, why I'm doing this podcast today is because I haven't done one for some time. It's because yesterday, I was in the hood. And the discussion went around this, you know, new and old notes. So one of my guys was now telling me that a POS operator had come to collect his cash that he will return in new Naira. I was not like, all well and good. That is still mopping up the old Naira through POS. Because when she pays you that, when the POS operator pays you that, you do a transfer, either POS point of sale, or you transfer to the POS operator. So whether you like it or not, the money is still entering the bank. They are mopping it up. And according to most of those POS operators, by today, Thursday, you understand, I think today is the 26th, they themselves are not collecting, even from the banks, old notes. And my guy yesterday was very conscious of the amount of old notes he had. That was why I started talking. So the complaints of no cash is actually the intention of the CBN. So the fact that the complaints are there only means that the CBN's policy is working. Now, since it is already working, it is not about complaining. It's about adjusting. You understand? You are realigning yourself to the digital reality of Nigeria right now because we're a highly digitized country. So if you just feel that you don't want problems, please grab your download of eNaira now. It is on iOS and Play Store. And run your matter smooth, please. It's not a war, it's not a fight. It is for all of us. And if all of us agree and we move towards this direction that government is going, that CBN is driving together, I keep saying, we are already great. We will only become greater faster. And the complaints will eventually, you know, go to one side. Because the intent, according to the CBN, is 100% cashless policy. Please note that. It is not a 99%. The direction that we are going, where Nigeria is going right now, is that in the shortest while, nobody will carry cash in their pocket. That is the direct interpretation of 100% cashless policy. Now that you know that this is where we are right now, because the eNaira was already active, some people are already using it, but a lot of us are not using it. And as usual, in my country, Nigeria, we like force. It's just like the name. When government was, get your name. For years, we decided not to get it. Until it now became like a force. But this is not like that. Because you don't need to go to any office this time. You just need to go to your Play Store, download, input your name, and connect to your bank. It's seamless. I've tried it. You understand? I have actually not spent it in all honesty, but I have mine sorted. I've linked my bank, I've downloaded the app, you understand? And it's really not difficult. So please, let's encourage ourselves, and I'm just trying to encourage my fellow Nigerians. Because if there is no cash in Nigeria, it gives kidnappers problems. Because if you collect money digitally, you will always leave a mark that you are going to be caught with. So please, it's not just for us to complain. And when you complain too much, despite all the options, then we'll start to look at you. Are you a kidnapper? Are you a criminal? Because for all well-meaning Nigerians, please, reason it. The future is here. The future is here. Let's get on board the eNaira train. Please, download your eNaira app today. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. And please, share, like, comment, and let's discuss. Whatever problems you have, you understand, please, speak up. Look, we are working towards it. We are not there yet, but I'm very confident we will get there. It's God that made all of us. We will get there. In Jesus' name. Thank you.